The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Show. You know, comparing Eric Metaxas to any other radio show host is a lot like comparing apples and, oranges, perhaps?
Yes, that's it. Precisely, oranges.
Ripe, luscious, supple oranges dripping with sticky, sweet juice.
Another day or two and they'll be rotten and inedible.
But today, they're glorious and inviting.
Just like Eric.
And now, aren't you glad he's here? Eric Metaxas.
Did he just say, aren't you glad?
Yeah.
That's the knock-knock joke. Do you remember that knock-knock joke?
I know.
It was knock-knock, who's there, banana, banana, who, knock-knock, who's there, banana, who, knock-knock, mm-hmm. who's there, banana, who, knock-knock, who's there, orange, who, orange, you glad I didn't say banana again?
Yes.
Oh, the old jokes.
That's kids.
Man, those jokes, let me tell you something.
They never...
They're old jokes, but they're not funny either.
They never go old.
They never get old. Alvin, what are we doing right now?
I don't know. It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you, sir.
First of all, happy Valentine's Day. Smooch, smooch.
Smooch.
Now, look, folks, in hour two today, this is hour one, in case you're scoring at home. This is hour one. But in hour two today, we are doing... Fun Facts Friday, Valentine's Day edition. Now, we did this 3 years ago, and it was so good, we said, we've got to rerun this, because this is one of our greatest hits.
When we finished it 3 years ago, we said 3 years from now, we have to do this as an encore.
If we are still alive.
If we are, and we are, I think.
And some of us are. A lot of us are. You and I are. Yes. And a lot of the people listening are alive.
And if we're still deeply in love.
And if we are in love then, as we are this day, we must rerun this episode. And so in hour two today, Fun Facts Friday. Now, some people don't know what Fun Facts Friday is. And to those people, I say, stick around and you'll find out, because we used to do it more regularly. Now, Chris Himes is back on the team and we are going to be doing Fun Facts Friday more regularly. But it's a fun time where we share facts, most of them actually true. Some of them are made up, but we tell you, we don't like to lie.
Yeah.
And we just have a lot of fun.
I think we actually started the fake news thing because we started doing phony facts.
I invented fake news.
There you go.
So anyway, that's our
and
two
I
today.
Helped.
But in hour one today, we're going to be talking to our friend Jerry Pattingale. Now, Jerry Pattingale and TBN, you know that this program is on TBN every weekend, every Friday night, every Sunday night. And you just go to TBN.org and check it out anytime you want. But TBN has produced a spectacular documentary series. The first episode, I think the second episode is coming up really soon. But the first episode, I had the privilege of seeing... in a theater in Washington, D.C. at the Museum of the Bible. And these are really worth checking out. So Jerry Pattingale, who is one of the main people behind it, really the main person behind it, he's going to be on this program in a couple of minutes talking to explain what it is.
It's
but it's the history.
Inexplicable.
It's called inexplicable. It's the history of the church, 2,000 years of how we got here, basically. And it is, there's so much information that I had no clue about that you think, oh my goodness, I need to know this. This is like not.
It's
you
inexplicable.
Know, it's inexplicable that we don't know it.
Yeah.
Okay. So today we know is the 14th of February. So it's Valentine's Day. Hour two is Fun Facts Friday.
But
this weekend, this is President's Day weekend.
That's right.
Now, President's Day used to be divided up into February 12th, which was the birthday of Abraham Lincoln. And you know what? To this day, it's still the birthday of Abraham Lincoln. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
But February 12th was Lincoln's birthday. February 22nd is Washington's birthday. And then at some point, I don't know, 20 years ago, they decided, let's combine them into President's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to know I hate that. I disapprove because people don't remember that February 12th is Lincoln's birthday and February 22nd is Washington's birthday. They get it all mixed up.
Oh.
So let me just say,
okay,
President's Day refers to those two presidents. And I thought it would be fun to share a little bit about George Washington right now.
Okay.
And a little bit about Lincoln right now.
Bum, 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 bum,
yeah.
Bum, 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 bum,
I wonder
bum,
when that song was written, because we know it was not written when Washington was alive.
No.
I don't think.
Been. I don't
but
think so.
Maybe when Lincoln was alive. Somebody, could we look that up? Hail to the Chief?
Sure. That could be a fun fact.
You know what? James is going to look it up.
Oh, James is looking
it's
it
gonna up. Look because we don't have a computer here.
Yeah, we'll
Hail
tell
to
you.
The Chief.
Yeah, we'll tell you
what
later.
Year was Hail to the Chief written. All right, so here's what I want to talk about.
Okay.
In the few minutes we have left before we get to Jerry Pattingale and the TBN Pattingale. Documentary on the Bible. Okay. Washington, in my book, Seven Men, the first man in the book, the first hero is George Washington. And the main reason I put him in there is because he did something in 1783 that every American should know about. Every American should know about it. I will tell you now what it is that he did. He did many things that are extraordinary, and we ought to know about all of them. But if one could be picked out that symbolizes how this man loved his country, how he loved the idea of liberty on the American model, which had never existed in the history of the world, that story takes place in 1783 in Newburgh, New York, which is right up the Hudson here. Basically, Washington's officers were headquartered there, and they're kind of waiting out the end of the war, okay? Mm-hmm. It starts in 1775. We declare independence officially in 1776, and the war goes on, and the war is effectively won. It's not officially wrapped up till a few months after this happens, but in 1783, his officers and Washington are up there in Newburgh, New York, and they have not been paid for years.
Mm-hmm.
They have risked everything, their lives. Some of them gave their lives, of course, but the ones in Newburgh at that time had not given their lives. But they had risked their lives, and they had given many years of their lives for liberty. And Congress had not paid them. Now, why had Congress not paid them? That gets into, in my book, If You Can Keep It, I get into the details of how bizarre it was that they had liberty, but that the federal government was so weak. That's why they had to go and, in 1787, create the Constitution, because they didn't have enough of a federal government structure to even collect taxes, to pay the men who had risked their lives, whatever. So now the officers are stewing and simmering and getting more and more angry. And finally, this has gone on so long. Again, this story needs to be known and told. This goes on so long. They get so bitter that one of them floats an idea, and he writes a letter, and he suggests that we've been so mistreated by this Congress down there in Philadelphia, wherever they were at the time, scattered to the four winds. We've been so mistreated, we don't deserve to be treated this way. That is a fact. They did not deserve to be treated that way. And they said, here's the idea. We think we ought to do a military coup. We have won the war. We have enabled this country to come into being. And when we form this country now, we ought to be at the head of it. And at the head of the whole thing ought to be our new king, George Washington. He is the noble leader who has given everything, and his leadership was spectacular. There's a whole bunch of stories that make him great. This, to me, is the culmination of all of them. But whether you look back at the Battle of Brooklyn, the Battle of Long Island, the numbers of stories, the crossing of the Delaware, he ought to be famous for all of these things and for many more things. But on this, at this juncture in 1783, Washington hears that his men are fed up. They want to make him the new king of the United, this new country. And he is so offended by this idea that he calls them together and confronts them and talks about this. And word gets back to George III of England that George Washington, this noble man, has refused the monarchy of this new country. He has turned it down flat, and he's been offended at the very idea. He believes in the idea of liberty. He's sickened that these officers would fight for years for liberty and then throw it away and say, we're going to anoint you monarch. He refuses untold power.
Mm-hmm.
And word gets around, and George III says, if this is true, Washington is the greatest man who's ever lived. To turn down this power, hand it to him, and you could say legitimately, because he would have been a wonderful king. He says, I'm disgusted by the very idea. He turns it down. Folks, that story is in my book, first chapter of my book, Seven Men. You can read the whole chapter in a bookstore and don't pay for the book. But I want to tell you, that deserves our endless thanks.
Yeah.
Happy President's Weekend.
Yeah. And when, happy Valentine's Day.
And happy
Day
Valentine's
weekend.
Day. Yeah. And when we're back, Jerry Pattingale.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text MONEY to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
How would you like to get 1 ounce of pure silver absolutely free? This is not a joke. Right now, if you go to GetMySilver.com, Gold Co., the premier name in precious metals, will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin, and all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. That's it. No further obligation. This same coin sells for more than $20 online, but you can get one right now for free. Just pay for shipping and handling. Now, there's a limit of one per household, and at this price, you know how long this offer will last. So don't wait. If you want to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle, simply go to GetMySilver.com right now. That's GetMySilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. Don't delay. Go to GetMySilver.com. GetMySilver.com. That's GetMySilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. GetMySilver.com.
Sponsored by Bonner and Partners, LLC. Text and data rates may apply.
If you've been keeping an eye on the market, then you know that 5G technology is set to take over the telecommunications sector at any minute. High-speed internet that's 100 times faster than anything available now, powerful enough to enable companies to finally realize the potential of self-driving cars, remote surgery, plus internet access fast enough to download entire movies in just a couple of seconds. The company that manufactures the key component that powers the 5G revolution is the cornerstone of the Near Future Report by analyst Jeff Brown that shows you the top tech stocks that will help you to invest in the early stages of the 5G revolution. Text the word tech to 76280 now to get the Near Future Report. We'll send you a link to your free video presentation directly to your mobile device or computer. Get in on the ground floor of this 5G revolution with the Near Future Report. You'll learn about the device that every American will need in the early stages of 5G. Text tech to 76280 to see the Near Future Report. Text the word tech to 76280.
Hey, folks, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow.com are so grateful for you. They've got an offer I don't think you can refuse. It's buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region with the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. So the Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas for a limited time. Buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 or just go to MyPillow.com, 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 and you've got to use the code ERIC. If you don't use the code ERIC, you don't get the discount. Check it out. Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Many of you watch this program on TBN on the weekends. A lot of you look at it on YouTube. A lot of you listen to it. But if you watch it on TBN on the weekends, you may know already about what I'm going to be talking about right now. But I would guess most of you don't know that there is a TV series called Inexplicable, How Christianity Spread to the Ends of the Earth. I have seen the first episode, which is spectacular, and I'm sitting here with one of the creators of this important, dare I say, important series, Jerry Pattengill. Welcome.
Hey, it's good to be on your show again.
I got to tell you, this is a huge undertaking. Tell my audience, if you would, about the title is Inexplicable, How Christianity Spread to the Ends of the Earth. Tell us about, you know, whose idea this was and how this came into being, because this is just gigantic.
Well, a lot of the credit goes to the to Matt and Lori and others at the network, but a bunch of scholars decided that there has to be a way to help the larger audience to understand just the almost unbelievable way that the gospel spread from the first century to the present. If you know what's going on in Africa, it's just exploding, but through all the persecutions, all the trials and everything, the gospel still spread. And so scholars and network executives, script writers worked together for 2-3 years to bring this to pass.
Okay, so the narrator, by the way, I was at this launch event at the Museum of the Bible a couple of weeks ago. The narrator for this is Dennis Haysbert. Some people know him from the Allstate commercials. But he has been on so many other things. He played the president in what?
24.
In 24. So he's an iconic figure to anybody who's familiar with him. He's an iconic figure. But he is the series narrator. And this is a 6-part series. So, you know, when people put the time in to make something like this, Norm Mintel was the director, mutual friend. It's a gigantic undertaking. How do you tell a 2,000-year story in six parts? They're each, what, like an hour? Is that about an hour?
Right. There's 6 episodes, an hour each. We try to go through the main continents. But it's a great question. Basically, you try to grab the main stories from that era that people can understand. Sometimes a story emanates a lot of the history around it, whether it's the martyrdom of Perpetua. There's so much happening there during the time of her persecution and execution with the church.
Now, most people, that's the one thing that stuck out to me and to some of the people that were in the theater. When we watched this first episode, the story of Perpetua, I had never heard of Perpetua. And then as I walked out of there, I thought, I want to find out more. When was she alive? In like 300?
Yeah, early 300s. And you have Tertullian actually, many people think, editing the story right after she dies. So he's involved with telling the story to the world.
You have to explain, because not everybody knows who Tertullian is.
So one of the early great church fathers who, one one way to really put him in history is he helps us with the term Trinity, trying to explain the Godhead. So he's in North Africa. He's one of the early church fathers, leads the church, and he helps tell her story to the world and helps to finish and narrate it. But actually, you have a lot of people being persecuted and thrown to the lions and the beast. And in that particular story, in one story, you have a church, which is at a crossroads with a government. Sounds familiar. So you have a church at the crossroads with the government, with the economy, with a lot of things happening. And here is someone from the upper class who decides she would rather die and not renounce Jesus than to live.
So this is obviously we're talking about the Roman Empire. So this is the tail end of the Roman persecution, and which had gone on from, you know, when Jesus was on the earth all the way through until Constantine in sometime in the fourth century says, now we're going to be we're going to allow Christianity. But Perpetua is at the tail end, and she is killed for her faith.
Right. She's killed with her faith, and some of her household friends and servants are also. You have Felicitas. In fact, my colleague David Riggs at Indiana Wesleyan University, he named his daughters after these two. Their middle names are Perpetua and Felicita because their names are synonymous with sacrifice and with dedication. So what we try to do, Eric, is we try to find these stories throughout history that represent what's happening like there in North Africa. Or we would talk about Pedro Claver in Latin America. With the colonization, there were heroes in those places, even though the church did a lot of things that we're not proud of, whether it's the Crusades or Latin America or Australia with the Aborigines. There are some wonderful men and women who stood for the gospel in a very admirable way. Many of them gave their lives for that.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Now, before we get too far, where can people see this series called Inexplicable?
So it's on TBN. If you just go to your network and do your search, you'll find it. Or you can go on the app and you can find it.
Oh, is this on the website, TBN.org?
Yeah, it's on TBN, okay. TBN.org.
But just the first episode is now available.
Just the first episode, and it comes out once a month. It'll air many times. The response so far to the first episode was outstanding. So it'll go for 6 months, and then it'll repeat. There's a book that goes along with that, so hopefully you go to Amazon and get that book. But I think that it's helped people from the initial responses. I've had responses from millennials through in their 90s, and it's helping them to frame really the journey of the gospel to these different countries.
Well, I think part of the problem is that if you're an evangelical, you sometimes pick up this idea that this stuff happened way back then, and after about 100 AD, it leaps forward to Luther and the Reformation. Like, we leave out 15 centuries of Christian faith, which is scandalous. It's ridiculous, right? If you're a Pentecostal, you skip the Reformation. You leap all the way from 100 AD to Azusa Street, 1906, you know? So it's kind of funny that we are often ignorant of the history of the church. And that's to me why I was so excited about this, because I said, we need to know our history. I need to know who is Perpetua. This woman is an incredible hero living sometime in the fourth century. I never heard of her in my life. And then, you know, going down the line, there were a number of figures in this first episode. But, you know, the idea that I'm looking forward to five more episodes and all the more.
Yeah, you'll find Wycliffe and Tyndale and some of the heroes for Christians, whether Catholic or Protestant, some of them aren't heroes for other people. For example, Luther's not necessarily a hero at all for our Jewish friends.
Or may I point out for Catholic friends?
Well, for Catholics.
But this is what's kind of funny, is that you've got some figures like that who, you know, maybe they're divisive or something. But nonetheless, it's important for us to know this history, and that's what you all have done. And I mean, you really were the principal writer behind this.
Yes, I was very privileged to be asked to do it. Amy Hollingsworth, the author of The Simple Faith of Mr. Rogers, is a screenwriter, so script editor. And so you have her helping along with me for the episode. The book is mine. But so it's really a joint effort. One of the things that happens, Eric, As I got into this, many nights I'd sit at home with my hands turned, palms up, praying, saying, God, help me to tell this story in the few words that we have. Because, you know, on screen, you know, you do a show, you know, we wrote 1,000 pages, and I had a research team helping me, and only maybe 120 make it to the screen, and then the book's about 280. But let me tell you what happened this morning. I'm at the New York Public Library. Wonderful facility.
Today?
Yes. I was there this morning reading and research. Reading rooms are full at 9 in the morning. And so I'm sitting there. I realize there's 55 million items in that library. I do a lot of work overseas. There's 8 million books, I believe, volumes in Cambridge Library. There's 25 million at the British Library, just books. And yet, the more I studied for this series, the more I realized there is no book, none, that has had even a fraction of the impact of what the Bible has had in shaping the world. None.
Yeah, nothing that could come close. It's a book of books. I mean, people, some know that the word Bible, the Greek word biblio, means book. So it's like the Bible is the book. It's the book from which, you know, empires and universes emerge. It's more than.
And Justo Gonzalez, we taped the famous historian Justo Gonzalez, and he said, you know, when the Spanish have a Bible, they don't say this is our Spanish translation. They say this is our Bible.
Oh, that was a great quote. We're going to go to a break. I want to come back to that. That was a great moment in the first episode. We'll be right back, folks, talking to Jerry Pattengale, the Eric Metaxas Show.
Brandy. Even the mildest kiss is a dandy. There'll be no love in bloom come doomsday morn.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Federal prosecutors have declined to charge former FBI Director Andrew McCabe, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, closing an investigation into whether he lied to federal officials about having authorized a subordinate to share information with a newspaper reporter for a 2016 article about an FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation. United Airlines says it's removing the grounded 737 MAX from its schedule until early September. That will force it to cancel thousands more flights. United, Southwest, and American bracing for a second straight summer without their MAX planes. U.S. manufacturing output fell slightly in January, driven lower by Boeing's decision to halt production of its MAX aircraft. It was down 0.1% last month. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 83 points. The Nasdaq is down 2 points. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-506-5493. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-506-5493 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-506-5493 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-506-5493.
Hey, folks, where does the profit from your cup of coffee go? Well, you know who Pete and Seth Talbot are. They're the father-son owners of Relief Factor, helping thousands of people get out of pain. I'm one of them. Well, I'm happy to announce, I'm thrilled to announce that Pete and Seth have started a new company, Honor Bound Coffee. Premium, fairly traded coffee at a terrific price, but even better, almost amazing, really, they've decided to give 100% of the profits to support and bless military families. That's right. By the way, the coffee is fantastic. No doubt about that. You'll love it. And to start it all off, on your first order, you can buy 2 bags for the price of one. Now, are there American families more deserving of our appreciation than our military? And let me ask you, where do the profits go from the coffee you drink? Pete and Seth are asking you to help bless and serve military families. Simply go to honorboundcoffee.com, and on your first order, buy two bags for the price of one only at honorboundcoffee.com. Give your family great coffee and give back to our military 100% of the profits. honorboundcoffee.com. Hey there, folks. This is Eric Metaxas' show. I am talking to Jerry Pattingale, who's one of the principal figures behind a new TV series called Inexplicable, How Christianity Spread to the Ends of the Earth. You mentioned a moment ago, Jerry, that you deal with all of the continents. This is something I think that's very important for us to realize, is that Christianity is a genuinely global phenomenon. It took couple of millennia to get to all the continents. But at this point, it really it speaks to the universality of Christianity, that it can every culture in the world almost at this point has an expression of Christian faith.
Yes. And, you know, one of the last places in Australia and then some of the islands come to mind as far as we know the recent history and how the gospel reached there. In fact, when I was still helping the Museum of the Bible, we had a group come all the way from Papua New Guinea. They had, I think, 50,000 people march down the streets to Parliament with a first edition King James Bible, and it was presented to Parliament because they believe that the Bible in recent history has helped them to come out of the Stone Age, considering one of the leaders from Papua New Guinea. These are not my words. I was talking to someone who was there, and he said there was a pagan symbol there, a totem pole, and they just took a chainsaw and cut it down. They wanted to sever the past, and they saw in the Bible and in the teachings of Jesus hope for their future. They took a flight to Florida, took a bus from Florida to D.C. through the night, toured the museum all day, and got in a bus and went to Indianapolis to a mission headquarters or something there, all because they wanted to see the Bible on display in America's capital, because they want to do the same there. And that's a book that changes society. And
well, people, I think that's the problem in the West, is that we've so taken it for granted that we need to get on the other side of it and realize what's the life like in a culture before the Bible comes in. And then the Bible comes in, and suddenly, you know, you have the idea that slavery is wrong. You have the idea that women should be viewed equally because they're equal in God's eyes to men. I mean, all these ideas that we completely yawn at are revolutionary in other cultures. And they, I guess, they're in a particular place to appreciate it.
Yes, or where the Bible was withdrawn. You know, I flew here straight from my grandmother's funeral. It was a celebration time. She actually became a Christian in her 90s. So she died at 95. Same house for almost 80 years. Poverty was 500 square feet for a while, raised 16 kids. I share that because it kind of relates to some of your research in Germany. My cousin came over to me. My grandfather just died at 96. Same house with her, you know, raised 16 kids, a blended family. She had been a widow. He said, Jerry Allen, that's what they call me in our family. He said, Jerry Allen, I got to show you this. And my cousin's retired military, and John said, our grandfather had these until right before he died. He handed them to me. They were two of the little, they're called brownie phonographs, little brown and white. He carried in his wallet for 70 years since 1945. He never told us that he liberated the concentration camps in Germany. And I'll show you the pictures. And I'm sitting in the back of a funeral of a woman who has... The first time she met an African-American, he was helping her get coal off of a train when she was 9 months pregnant on the railroad tracks in a freezing cold day, instead of turning her in for stealing it. She had a hard life. And then I thought, they were married all this time, and he saw firsthand the evil in this world devoid of what the Bible teaches. And he said to me was, I never wanted to forget. That's why he kept him, but he never talked about it, never told us. The evil was so bad, he couldn't even raise it, and he didn't want any credit. And Eric, I'm on your show here. I believe the Bible transforms societies, and when it's removed systematically, institutionally, you know more about this than I do, that's what can happen when goodness is thwarted in that way.
Well, when you bring up the Nazis and the death camps, it is the anti-gospel. I in my Bonhoeffer book, I talk about a place called Bielefeld. There was a place in Germany where the gospel was lived out, where they took care of invalids, people with all kinds of horrible, crippling diseases, and they loved them, schizophrenics. They loved them in a way that's just a perfect picture of the Christian faith lived out. And I thought it's precisely the opposite of what you see in the death camps. The death camps was the triumph of evil, but you know, when we say evil, we can make it sound like it's this horrible other thing. Evil just means, as you're saying, you take the Bible out and you say, okay, we're not created in God's image. There is no loving God. So then what? Well, then what? Then we can do anything we want to other people. It has no meaning. Power triumphs. There is no good or evil. And the death camps are the historical example of that. So the fact that your grandfather had these pictures in his wallet for 70 years, that is just mind-blowing.
It is, and I'll show him after this time. You know, we're both on a show called Jesus the Game Changer.
Yep.
And we can direct people there as well.
Yeah.
You're on it 2 years. I only made one. But anyway, over and over again, they're talking to people that give examples of how the gospel has radically changed the Fozzes and Olive Tree, I think, media. I had an interesting experience last year that relates to this inexplicable show in the book Inexplicable. I was filming in Culver City or Edge of Hollywood last week for a series that's trying to show the historical evidence of both good and evil throughout history and angels associated with the demons.
Actually, hang on. This is a huge cliffhanger. We're going to go to a break. Be right back. I'm really interested in hearing the rest of that. Stick around, folks.
And I wear it for the thousands who have died.
Hey, Albin, how much pain is too much pain?
I don't know.
Exactly. Neither do I. All I know is any pain is pain. As my old friend Richard Cunningham used to say, pain hurts.
Yeah.
He would say that, right? And my attitude is, look, there is something called relief factor that works in so many cases. It's natural botanicals and stuff. I bug my family, take this stuff. It works. You can start with the $19.95 is the cost of the Quick Start Pack. Okay, it's a 3-week Quick Start Pack. You will know by the end of that time if it works for you. And I'm here to say 70% of the people who order the 3-week Quick Start Pack for $19.99 end up ordering more. So it's about $1 a day to find out if you know you can enjoy the things you used to enjoy. It's kind of amazing. So you got to go to relieffactor.com. It works, folks. The 3-week Quick Start Pack, $19.95. That's all it takes. Relieffactor.com, or you can call 800-500-8384. Honestly, check it out. It works.
Coming to theaters for one day only, Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle.
My first question as a geographer is, where was the sea that was parted and crossed?
For nearly two decades, investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney has been searching for evidence of one of the Bible's most epic miracles, the parting of the Red Sea.
We're talking about a miraculous event of unprecedented proportion, of God's saving power.
The Red Sea Miracle, part one in theaters for one day only on February 18. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com/Red Sea.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I teach preschool, and I really never get sick anymore. I was getting sick all the time, and, you know, I just feel definitely that it has boosted my immune system. It's just like an extra something that really gives you a feeling of well-being.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code MikeG.
Look no further than the Iowa caucus debacle for an example of a system set up to run smoothly, but when one unexpected variable goes wrong, the result is utter chaos. For the U.S. economy, the spread of the coronavirus looks like the most logical impending threat to create chaos and potentially destabilize the economy in the months to come. That's a devastating risk if you're heavy in stocks with no safeguard. Wise investors know to hedge against stock market collapse by utilizing physical precious metals. Noble Gold is a leader in this conservative financial strategy, offering extensive education, patient counsel, and expert guidance by phone.
Whether you're a new collector of rare coins or a seasoned investor looking to diversify your portfolio, there's an analyst waiting to talk to you and provide you with a free gold investor's guide. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to learn more or call 877-646-5347 right now. That's 877-646-5347. Dial now.
Sponsored by Bonner & Partners, LLC. Text and data rates may apply.
If you've been keeping an eye on the market, then you know that 5G technology is set to take over the telecommunications sector at any minute. High-speed internet that's 100 times faster than anything available now to enable companies to finally realize the potential of self-driving cars, remote surgery, plus the Internet of Things. China alone has over 1 billion mobile telephone subscribers. With most mobile manufacturers preparing to upgrade U.S. subscribers to 5G, that translates into a massive investment opportunity. The company that manufactures the key component that powers the 5G revolution is the cornerstone of the Near Future Report by analyst Jeff Brown that shows you the top tech stocks that will help you to invest in the early stages of the 5G revolution. Text the word tech to 76280 now to get the Near Future Report. We'll send you a link to your free video presentation directly to your mobile device or computer. Jeff Brown is the analyst who predicted the rise of NVIDIA. Text tech to 76280 to see the Near Future Report. Text the word tech to 76280.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
Hey folks, this is Eric from Taxes Show. I'm talking to Jerry Pattingale about Inexplicable, the TV series, which you can see on TBN right now. Jerry, you were just making an important statement, and I had to cut you off, about the origins of good and evil, you said.
So the interest of this TV company, and it was a pilot, so we'll see where that goes, but there seems to be such an interest of people wanting to know in history evidence of evil and evidence of good and how we can actually connect the dots to show that these things happen and some good things happen. And so it's draining. You know, you've written books in the area on the side of evil, but you also have talked about some people who've really changed the world. And so for me to sit there and film in the edge of Hollywood saying, I believe in this story and I believe, and for my Jewish friends who are in the room, that the Hebrew Bible, there's some things that have happened there that help frame things that help society. I go up the road for lunch with Roma Downey, who's Monica, touched by an angel. And I thought, what a contrast between trying to understand that and then this show that she's known for. And, you know, Eric, the way it relates to this and this story and this, the book and the Inexplicable series, is that throughout history, there have been things that have happened that are none other than evil forces or none other than things that are decisions of greedy human beings and human beings that are self-centered and totally inconsiderate of humankind. And in fact, when you look at what happened at the end of the slave routes and so forth, some people claiming to be Christians, you just wonder how they could claim the gospel and come to those beliefs. So what we do in this film and what we do in the Inexplicable book is we help the readers, Eric, to understand that that's not how the Bible was intended, that these people are making decisions and come to conclusions that aren't consistent with the goodness and the message in the Bible.
Oh, that's so important to say, because people who don't believe in the Bible often say, well, doesn't the Bible support slavery? Doesn't the Bible? And you think, well, you know, yes, people who weren't really interested in what the Bible really said sometimes used it to support slavery. But the point is, the Bible itself does not support slavery. Anybody who makes that argument, I could make the equal argument in the opposite direction. And by the way, I would be right, because you cannot make the case logically that the Bible supports slavery. I mean, people try, but it's just ridiculous. There's all kinds of bad stuff in the Bible. It doesn't mean the Bible supports it, right? But it is important that people understand the history, Jerry, which is why I'm so excited about the series. And I'm even more excited, if I can say, about the book, because when I saw the first episode, I thought, I just want more. And I know that in a book, you're going to be able to give more. So tell us about the book. Is the book available?
Yeah, the book has just come out. You can either go to Amazon, or if you watch the TBN series, it's offered there as well. If you just go on Amazon, and it's Inexplicable, How Christianity Spread to the Ends of the Earth. And what we do in that is I start each chapter with some stories that try to help you to get into it from the human standpoint. And then I get into some of the major men and women who have changed the world, or who factored in it and made decisions that have lasting impacts to the present, whether it's Constantine, whether it's Luther. There are so many, but we had to pick and choose who they are. Obviously, both Augustines are in it.
Both Augustines? I was only aware of one. What are we talking
about? So, you know, you have Augustine of Hippo, and then you have Augustine of Canterbury, who takes the Gospels to England. And so you have hundreds of years later, you have he becomes Archbishop of Canterbury, but he takes these Gospels, these illuminated Gospels, and he helps convert the royalty. And that's really the introduction.
What year was Augustine of Canterbury?
So he'd be in the 600s. And so,
holy cow.
So you have that gap, and you have Ethelbert and a lot of people here.
Who can forget Ethelbert?
Yeah, that's right. And so what's interesting is—
And Ricky and—
So if you go to the Parker Library in Cambridge at Corpus Christi, they still have this copy of Gospels. And my friend Krista Hamill, was librarian for years, and he would take that Bible into the royal processions at Westminster Cathedral. And when the Pope visited, he bent down and he kissed the Gospels. And so what the book does, it helps you to realize there are touch points with history of the story of Christianity and how it helped shape the world.
Well, it is amazing when you think about all the stuff that we don't know. And I look forward to the book because I can skip ahead. I don't have to wait 6 months for all these episodes to come out. But the first one is out right now.
It's out right now. And in fact, already some people are using the Kindle version of the book, Inexplicable, because you can just capture a few things and send it. I think I did with you with Perpetua, is you can just capture a little bit and send it to someone.
Yeah.
And it's really easy to do. So I hope you do it. One of the things that's interesting, Eric, and this happened with your book. I mean, when you were at the National Prayer Breakfast, I think people are just so excited because here's a Christian speaker, a scholar, a good pedigree, and had a very very solid book that people loved. And you got the president told up, which was actually great too.
Yeah.
And my hope is that Inexplicable becomes another one of those books where people say, like Harawas, we have a common literature as Christians. We're the last group of people that has a common literature. There are books that we know from the Apostolic Fathers, and then more and more today through TBN and other networks like this, there are common books. When they say Eric Metaxas, most people across the Christian spectrum now say, oh, yeah, I know Eric and his books. They may not know you personally.
Yeah.
Or they may know John Ortberg, or they may know Steve Deneff, or they may know Soul Shift. They may know someone, and they connect with a Chesterton book or C.S. Lewis book. And so we're the last group that has a common literature, according to Harawas.
That, I tell you, I've not thought of that. That's exciting. I'm really excited that TBN is putting its resources behind creating stuff like this. I've always said that we need this kind of thing, and the level of excellence that it went with is really very, very impressive. We just got seconds left, Jerry. What have we not talked about that we must mention?
Well, my hope is that when you watch the film, that you look for people on each episode that are talking to you on screen, that they're the main scholars in the world, in their field, a lot of them, and that you look for things that can help connect you to your own faith. I mean, I think you do, and I hope in the book. The book helps you do it in a shorter format.
Yeah.
And that's my hope, is that you go out from the book with these short chapters and that you want to read more. And I cried my way through this research.
I mean,
I probably shouldn't tell you that on the film.
Don't tell me that. We're out of time, but I got to tell you, I'm excited. Folks, it is called Inexplicable, the book, the TV series on TBN. Jerry Pattengale, thank you so much.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns.
Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text MONEY to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Federal prosecutors have declined to charge former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, closing an investigation into whether he lied to federal officials about his involvement in a news media disclosure.
That's according to a statement from McCabe's legal team on Friday. The decision resolves a criminal investigation that spanned more than a year and began with a referral from the Justice Department's Inspector General, which said McCabe repeatedly lied about having authorized a subordinate to share information with a newspaper reporter for a 2016 article about an FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Prosecutors told McCabe's lawyers they decided not to pursue criminal charges against him after careful consideration.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett in Washington. China reporting another sharp rise in the number of people infected with the coronavirus. The National Health Commission says there are now over 63,000 confirmed cases. On Wall Street, the Dow off 94 points, the NASDAQ ahead nearly two. This is SRN News.
You might wonder why Australians always seem so relaxed. Well, it comes down to sleep. And we can sleep like a koala full of gum leaves. So we've invented a solution to your sleep problems. It's called Pronto Sleep. Pronto Sleep is a two-in-one solution that helps you fall asleep and stay asleep. Pronto gently opens your nose to focus breathing so you can relax and fall into the land of nod. And the built-in scent diffuser delivers a blend of four pure essential oils all night long for a beaut sleep naturally. Then Pronto replenishes the oils ready for the next night. Clever, eh? And does it work? Well, in trials, 84% of people with trouble sleeping found Pronto helped them fall asleep. 74% found it helped them stay asleep. You'll find Pronto now at select Walgreens, Amazon, or at prontosleep.com. Pronto Sleep is the gift of sleep from Australia.
From RhinoMed, bringing you advanced nasal therapies.
Folks, that's Chicago. And I'm Eric, and you're Albin. And today, is today the 14th?
It is the 14th.
It's Valentine's Day. 2 days ago was the birthday of Abraham Lincoln. I want to talk about Lincoln because this is President's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. So we celebrate the birthday of Abraham Lincoln, 1809, February 12th. And February 22nd in 1732, that's the birthday of Washington. So we talked about Washington at the beginning of this hour. In hour two today, we're going to do Fun Facts Friday, Valentine's Day edition.
Yes.
Folks, do not miss it.
No.
It's one of the classics, okay? But right now, I just want to say I've been looking at my book, If You Can Keep It. We're going to make this into a documentary. And there's stuff in here that I haven't read since I wrote the book. But I find it very moving, not because I wrote it, but because these are facts from our history that everybody should know. It's why I wrote the book. I want everybody to know, you know, these things, because it's moving and it causes you to love your country and appreciate your country. But I talk about something that happened on the morning of February 20th, 1861. Lincoln was about to be inaugurated, okay? That day, on the morning of February 20th, 1861, Abraham Lincoln was about to be inaugurated in New York City. He was here in New York, not far from where we are. Okay. That morning, before he was inaugurated, he met with a 94-year-old man named Joshua Dewey. Why did he meet with Joshua Dewey? Dewey was born in 1767 and had been a drummer boy in the Revolution. He had voted in every presidential election since the first presidential election when George Washington was elected in 1789. And this man was now meeting at age 94 with Abraham Lincoln. This man was a living link between Lincoln and Washington. This man fought under George Washington, and now he's meeting the man who is going to be the 16th president of the United States. I think it's just a beautiful moment that's worth remembering, but it also reminds me that a little while before this, Lincoln met with an 11-year-old girl named Grace Bedell. Grace Bedell is the girl who, at age 11, wrote a letter to the president, to the president to be,
right,
saying that she thought he should grow a beard. Now imagine, Lincoln never had a beard until he was elected president, and he starts growing a beard, and now we always remember him as having
a beard.
The $5
bill will never be the same.
That's exactly right. And you can't shave a $5 bill. So the point is that he met the girl on his way to his inauguration. There was a train that he was on making a big tour, and this 11-year-old girl meets with Lincoln, and she says, the great man sat down next to her on the train station platform and said, Gracie, look at my whiskers. I have been growing them for you. Then he kissed me, she said. I never saw him again.
Oh.
Grace Bedell lived until 1936. The idea that Lincoln, within a few days, kissed a girl who's 11 years old, who died in 1936, and he met a man who was born in 1767.
Wow.
I just love this stuff. There's a lot of stuff.
Do you think Trump would grow a mustache for you, Eric?
Now that is funny, and
hey,
that tees you up
for facts
hour two,
Friday.
Fun Facts Friday. If you can get a copy of If He Can Keep It, we're going to make a documentary of it. There's stuff in here that I just want every American to know. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with an encore.